Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
This week, I thought I'd keep it light and talk about politics. People are paying a lot of interest in what the politicians are saying or not saying, and even more importantly, what they do or don't do. Our decision on who we voted for or who we will vote for in the future is really based on trust. Trust is kind of easy to say, but hard to do. Just those kind of five letters can make all the difference in which box we choose to check at the polling booth. We trust people based on two aspects, character and competence. Character is who you are, and competence is what you do. An article I read recently caught my attention about politicians that made me think of the workplace. The writer said something like, "Let us cease calling our politicians our leaders, as they're not our leaders. Those we select to govern are simply our representatives. They're meant to honourably represent us domestically and abroad. If we're unhappy with the job they're doing, we should switch them out." You know, from my experience, I'd suggest there is a great union between what this author said and the most effective workplaces I've worked in or consulted with. You see, in highly effective workplaces, the leaders don't see themselves as leaders. They actually see themselves as representatives of the organization. It's almost like they're turning the organizational pyramid upside down. They don't govern people. They focus on bringing out the best of people to achieve organizational results. Likewise, outstanding politicians in history brought the best out of the nation's people to produce results for the country. These results may have been, for example, navigating through a time of economic darkness into a more prosperous period of light. These results may have been to represent the country well during time of terrorism or war. See, just like a country elects its politicians, the workplace chooses its own representatives. At the highest level, the board of directors of a corporation chooses the executive level representatives. If the board is not pleased with the results they receive, they address the issue and ultimately vote to make a change of representative. The same structure is found in private corporations, non-profit entities, and education institutions. People make the decision on who represents them and who doesn't. At the lower levels of any organization, the employees choose whether to follow or not. If an employee is unsatisfied with their superior, most organizations have a mechanism, often called the human resources department, to speak up about the way the leader is leading. If the employee is not satisfied, they will vote with their feet, and therefore the organization loses the economic contribution from that worker. You know, the saddest situation I've observed is when an employee quits but stays. Did you catch that? They quit, but they stay. The person may stay, but really they've quit. They can actually care less about their work, and such individuals can be a heavy weight on the workplace. And the root of this problem is the disgruntled employees unwilling to follow the leader. See, if a leader doesn't have followers, they're not a leader. They haven't represented their people well. Another aspect about politics and the workplace that fascinates me is the visceral response people seem to have toward politicians and likewise workplace leaders. I found that people either love or loathe certain politicians. Likewise, have you noticed, because I have, I found that people at work, they either love or loathe their workplace representative, their boss. I rarely hear people say they think a politician is okay. And likewise, I rarely hear employees say their supervisor is okay. I'm no philosopher, I'm a recovering accountant, but I think there's no middle ground when it comes to whom we put our trust in. The concept is so close to our heart that it causes an innate response within us to love or to loathe. There seems to be something deep down within our very DNA that doesn't want to be judged, controlled, or told what to do and when to do it. That's why we squirm at the idea of tyrannical rule in this great experiment called the United States of America, which is also why we don't respond well to bossy bosses. You know, may we always choose our representatives carefully, and may we remain grateful that we have the freedom to speak up about the way in which we're led as a nation, or even within our workplace. And if we're a leader ourselves, may we always represent our people well.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.